I would say that with myself with immaturity. After I finished university, I actually took a bit of an internship in Rosetta Art. So I saw, not only was I the individual who was doing the painting being part of a cohort, I was now behind the scenes with Rosetta. So I've seen how they work with communities. So one thing I did a lot was support the team, pack up the materials, and then go straight to the community centres across Newham. It could be a local church, it could be a local school, local community centre, and delivering artworks and delivering workshops even, and getting to know some of the residents in the area. Things for myself, I would say, learning about what it is to work in the art business. So again, when I was a teenager, you don't, when you hear about art business, my brain thinks, what is that? It was like, how things could be like, how do you sell artwork? What's the cost? How much budget do you have to, you know, sort of save up to, you know, create the piece? Also know how long you've taken that time to create that work. I've realized it's now reflected when I was working at Rosetta. So, for example, like scheduling grants and biddings, how they set that up. Also, I would say within my own confidence, public speaking. I was a quiet person just throughout my life, really. And one day there was a meeting I attended within the local community, so it's amongst all different community organisations, and I had to introduce myself, and I was so nervous, but yet everyone was really keen, really interested, and nodding, and I thought, oh, okay, I feel I'm being heard. Yeah. It was something I thought I was just behind the scenes, maybe just doing the work, getting done, but not realising that my art and within my confidence has built within when I was at Rosetta.